Tara, kita king to what is lunit daruna umuna milyok nira. Umugilip ka ako lunit ka magkiyak sin ako na rinit. Umusa ako ni Tara tupok lunit. At kumit.
Thank you.
They indicate that it's kind of a dangerous game because it has kills, you know, the bone from, you know, when it's going, and then when the string breaks, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Fly off. Yeah, it could fly off, and it would be nice to have one for show, but you know, not to
play with.
Yeah. Kiri-kiri? Kiri-kiri ako sa kaksak?
Ima. Isang matas, hindi kanya.
At yung anid, lumamot sa kaksak?
Kanok. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. What is they also have thin sticks like this. Kapi look at
you.
Sometimes they have a bunch of sticks about that long, you know, like pickup sticks. And then they have them in their hand and throw them up in the air and try to catch them. I'm
talking to him. Say,
there's two ways that they play pickup sticks. And they figured that every home had a set of pickup sticks. And the children would get in a circle. And one way that they played is the traditional way that you probably know. They'd let them go on the floor and then they'd pick them up, you know. And if they move one, you know, the next person would have a turn. Now, the other way that they did it is they'd hold a bunch of these sticks and then they throw them up and then try to catch them with the back of their hand. And then they'd pick the one. They got to pick the ones without moving the other, and if you pick one, then you could throw them again, and the one who has the most, of course, is the winner. But if you move one of them, and you're trying to remove it, then the next person has it, gets a chance.
You got to throw them first and pick them with the
Oh, and this way too?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh. Okay. After you get them this way, then you throw them up again and try to catch them. Okay. Let's let just one person. Explain all the way through.
Kung yung minaw lang dito na, sa na, ang na, sa kapit.
There are also other ways that they try, where they try to grab them this way, and then they grab them with, in between here, and then end in here, all the way down here.
There's another one.
Backbone of tutu, and they go and
fasten the sinew, you sew it up, you touch it on the sharp end.
You try to stick into the hole.
There's a game in the Pasadena area that they play. Even I did when we were growing up. The backbone of the sheep is pretty big, you know. And the big clean them, you know, even clean. You have to pick them clean and then dry them. And then two people would play and have a row of them here and use one of those backbones also for a shooter. And then you shoot and figure the one you hit and you go.
Doesn't it impress you? You have to go for the grandkids to the store and pay $10-$20 for a toy. Here you have it on the beach for free.
Now we go home to the city. The mat $20 tonic, $15 tonic, and a still carry it. Johnny, you want my coat? He will let that in a tonic free meat.
I got a hundred and a chip,
If you put a stick through that hole, then you can pinch them with that bone on the back of the neck.
And then if you still put it through another hole, yeah, the person next to you would have to stand up, and then you can hit him, face him with that bone. I think after they hunt in the summer, we better get some of these bones and write down, you know.
I think
write,
so too.
Write
and
down
some of these too.
Instructions. In the summertime, they put up three sticks and they use baleen or thin wood.
Yeah.
If you didn't have baleen, then you use a rock to shoot those three sticks. He said some of them were pretty good shots. That's what they played with in the summertime. There's a string and a piece of wood over across this way tied to a piece of stick, and then they'd go up and down like this and make the
string
go
round
and round.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Ingenious. He's talking about a game that the young girls played with ice made in the shape of a ball of ice, and then they'd this was a girls' game, and the boys didn't play with it, but the boys chased the girls. and Lena was also talking about pretty much the same game, except their ball was made of caribou skin, with caribou hair in it.
Ich habe mich nicht mehr so gut gemacht. at nogalurammik at itilurammik mamutusnugu kuugnugu kaalnugu taana pilleyaqnugu aqtaaliqnugu.
Yeah, he's talking about making a ball. The core being grass, bonsai, and then using some old net that they had to make it even tighter and harder, and then you covered that with an old party, and so the party together, and there you had a bonsai
ball. Ukur, ukur sudut dimingan, dapat tapi juga kita ukur sudut dimingan. Karena secara paket sore, secara dimunotikan lepas. Karena set paket sore nama tujuh titik dulu. Laksana orang hari, sana orang dulu. Karena semua ukur lalu nama tujuh. Laksana orang ahli ikhannya sendiri, karena kalau kepada orang pakita kaya sendiri itu semua, maka kalau hidup pun, ini tu para tu ni, ada sendiri itu semua. Karena ahli, kamu berapa ni? Kamu lagi nak ada? Kamu berapa nak tu kawas dulu? Kamu nak tu kawas dulu? Kamu keluar ni, karena aku berani watak baru, ini orang ni tidak macam. Saya mikir tahu rumah nak nak siloran dia juga di dalam timuran lagi tu, rat langit dan mikirnya tu, ada tanah sama flow air nyawa nama iman ini nama tu, ada rupa mana mikirnya nak tu rumah, ada nasi tengkawa siloru, ada orang nak tanya istana mana tu. Tarungan, agla treatment, tidak perlu. Jangan bapa lagi tidur dulu. Istana ini naik pun tanya, istana ini jadi tak tanya.
You pick it up off the ground, off anywhere, just fill it with paper, stuff your pocket with it, even if it's dirty paper. And then when you start to go to school and you start chewing it, you know. And then once you're in school, when it's wet just right with your saliva and everything, then you stick it in there and put it in there. And then you start chewing on another one again. And then you'll look around and see somebody studying real good and their teeth is just right for your shot. And the teacher is out of shot, so you shoot him.
Tak nak Thank you. hani kimi çamlı açık ağaya sürdüğünü yiyeceği şey neyler çekildi o iştahsı bu damla ne sözüse tevhute ettiğini tamamen ne kovulu ise tevhute ettiğini ama ne ki kipuli tararım yapacağı ilk kut
Wolf roarer.
Yeah, but see, what's the word for a wolf roarer?
A sparrow, I think, we just call it something like in the south or in the south. In the south, which is not a good sparrow, it's kind of good. And that's not a half second. In the south, I think it is.
Made of what?
Made out of a flat stick, but shaped into a bolt-like thing with a narrow and bolted, but not on all on the side.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, with a hole on one end, and you put your string through this one and a handle on the other end, and you make it go around and and it makes so much noise, and like I've heard people say, when you go out in the field where there are no people around, no dogs around, and so having that a wolf may get close to you, you can't get close to you. So you start using that thing, as long as that thing is making noise, that wolf thinks that it's your smell.
Mm.
And that's it.
Mm.
In the little town, I think in the little town or in the little shop.
Made of wood, bone, and not on all sides. Mine are bone and
bone. Oh, was it bone?
I've got one of bone and kind of bone.
Kind of bone?
I suppose it's like bone.
Bone of
blade? Mm-hmm.
A
caribou rib? Could be caribou rib.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Um, for me, it's not a tonum. It's for hope. Not letting my caribou rib a glan rock, stone rock like me, and for the cow belly in the next one. So cut, the tikuna rock, a lot of cacone, nothing. The mona thing, he has died on it now, it's been up lunny. He has to him up lunny to lay to your hand at the room. It's not the new rock, no lunny. Been you nothing? If you saw dog lunny, I'm not coming. Kissing me rook of an excess lunny down that, in me little rook lunny down that. If you saw dog lunny, I'm not coming. If you saw dog lunny, I'm not coming. If you
Evidently, there are several types of these wolf roars.
one of them said they take their belt off and tie their mitten to it, and it served the same purpose. And then one said a certain type of grass, a willow tree, served the same purpose also.
Well, now, was this a toy?
No, these were used to scare the wolves away, but
Canada, a game where kids, three or four or five of them, made a circle, and one had a piece of fur and was it, and the wolf, he was the wolf, and the wolf would run after the tuk-tuk, and the kids would try to dodge him, and when he caught one of them, then they were it, and they had to go and chase somebody else, but they did it with wolf
and
tuk-tuk.
Inside of a circle?
Inside of a circle, sort of like,
Sort of like that.
Yeah. Well, it was apparently a native game. Mm. That was Wolf and Tuk Tuk.
Mm. It was Wolf up on a new town of Germany. It is that particular not table staff thing on it. Second nation kept cutting it. I don't certainly done that. I'm a wrong walk on it. If you only time that to do more on it, then my thing, Tabruma, I'm a come down that to do it, see you next look. And you pay a little fatness in it, money, to talk on the spot, you must talk on the spot. Did they have that kind of game?
The brother and man, the man, the man, the man, the man, the man,
Kilometer,
Lalu kata matutuk ya na ipuk tam na tu tutune tutune inakam na lukro. Okay siyuto na uma idiya na pa na luwa kaya. Darat na matuwa. Lalu kata odo mitalaki lud ya na. Apaan kung wakti kata ko din ipuk tam.
Are you familiar with Manamana? The game of Manamana? There's a circle here for this group and another circle over there for another group of children are. And on either side there's a small circle that we call jail, and opposite it is another one on this side. Now the object of the game is for these people over here to run around this circle without being caught by this opposing group. But if somebody tags them out there while they're running, then they're in jail. And then they can't get out of there until somebody from their side comes over into the jail and tags them without being tagged themselves. And across there, there's in their spring camp, there's a place where they always played Manamana. And to this day, the path where they ran is down, you know,
the
worn up.
The way that I found it is how we played, but she's explaining it played in a different way. They also had the jumping board at the same place. They had the jumping board. They said they'd jump them high too, you know. And then, you know, in the camps down there, there are several camps. You know, not all of them are in the same place. And when this group of people over here think that this group of people over here have had the jumping board long enough, then they come and get it. And then the fight ensues. This group trying to retain it, and this group trying to take it away. And so they really fight over it. But she said, but I don't think they got as far as pulling hair. She said she doesn't know, she hasn't heard of pulling hair. I wonder if it's a form of tug of war, isn't it?
That's what I was thinking. They did tug of war on the 4th of July celebration.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if that was something
they did aboriginally. Was it Salat Mata Ki Vavani Akshunamit Pi Se Hoting?
So the blind man above?
She said that there'd be two sides, you know. And then trying to change the other one. How did they play it?